WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
In Chicago, you have to take advantage of every warm day you can. Luckily, WBEZ's got you covered so that you can make the most out of the spring and summer months. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Music festivals, strolls through the park without a heavy coat, going to the freaking lake. There's a lot to do in the city as the temperature heats up. We put together the latest events for the season, ranging from the new hot theater production or how to best soak in blooming flowers. WBEZ editor Cassie Walker-Burke is the brains behind that list. So Cassie, let's start here. What's your favorite thing about Chicago in the spring?
I'm a gardening buff. I'll admit it.
I love the flowers.
I'm an accidental or lucky gardening person. Oh. And so I just plant a bunch of things and hope that something works.
Yeah.
But I will say, brave soul. I am a brave soul. I also have a lot of sunlight in my yard.
That's good.
I will say that there is a great list that we have of places where you can get native plants, where you can pick up the things that are actually supposed to grow here, which mm-hmm. is really, really cool. There's several different, University of Illinois Extension, for example, has several different native plant sales. And so we have that list. That is pretty cool.
Sweet.
And I also have to say, I like to go get inspiration. So just wandering through Garfield Park, Conservatory, or wandering through the Lincoln Park Arboretum. Those give me hope.
Yeah. April showers bring May flowers in this year's cultural guide. It's got us covered on all the best ways to see flowers around the city, Cassie. Has there always been a culture, you think, of going to see flowers bloom in the city?
I think so. I think that we are so, we spend our winter so closed up inside that this is the time to really go out and just see what spring has to offer, see color. You know, those gray skies, they get us down, see some color. And I also actually think that, over the past decade, there's been such a focus on native planting. And I think people are really trying to bring back native plants into their yards. And I think that that's really interesting.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Garfield Park Conservatory. There's also the Chicago Botanic Gardens.
There is the Chicago Botanic Gardens, and they are doing tours this year where you can walk around and you can talk about plants and birds. And I think that those things are really, really just nice to get out after we've been closed in after winter.
So in the past year, Cassie, you've done guides for all the seasons for WBEZ. Is this going to be a staple and something that we can always look forward to every year or when the weather changes?
Well, let me be honest. I don't know. I think that it will be interesting to see. Are people interested in these guides, to be honest? But
I mean, they're super useful.
I think the pandemic has really changed our landscape. I think it's changed both what the cultural offerings are. So we're seeing some of the big institutions change focus. We're seeing smaller institutions. Some of them have unfortunately not made it. Others are rising. And I think it's just a time of change within the cultural community. I also think audiences are changing. You may have had a theater subscription a few years ago. You let it lapse during the pandemic. Yeah. And now you're trying to decide, are you going to renew there, renew somewhere else? So I feel like culturally right now is the time to sort of reintroduce even people who are regular frequent flyers at cultural events to what is out there.
Well, one of our Reset producers and I will start the petition to keep those guides coming. Our producer, Linnea, says she's found her favorite hiking spot from your fall guide. So please keep it coming.
Keeps me employed.
So we've already talked about the flowers, but tell us what other topics are covered in this spring edition.
I am happy to. So we did music on Monday, and those shows go through the end of May, which is really the start of our festival season here. Tuesday, we did dance, which is my personal favorite. Of course, we'll talk about dance, I hope. And then today we have theater and opera. Tomorrow is Spring Blooms. And Friday, we will finish out our series with art. But I will say that these events will be happening all throughout May and that we will be using our social media accounts as things, are coming up, and we'll be doing interviews with people. So we'll be keeping the spring culture spirit alive.
Love that. All right. So let's talk about music.
Okay.
Yesterday on Reset, we covered the lineups for Lollapalooza and Pitchfork, which got a lot of attention, of course, but there's a lot of music that's happening in the city beforehand. So walk us through, what should fans be paying attention to?
You know, there's so much music happening beforehand that is so much more affordable. No slight against the big festivals, but those price tags the past 2 days have had me at a little bit of sticker shock. This spring, there are some really great international world music events. There's also some great jazz events. I think you're really seeing the international acts starting to tour again. And so the thing that I really want to buy tickets to is actually Zakir Hussain, who's going to be bringing his Masters of Percussion tour to the CSO. He is an Indian tabla player, very well known in the percussion world, but he brings with him this ensemble of other percussion players who are up and comers and all kinds of things. And so don't tell my husband, but I would love to buy him tickets for his birthday. I think that that is just a fabulous event. Another great event, actually, also at the CSO is going to be Fabien Gabel, who is a French conductor who's actually never performed in Chicago, never performed at the CSO. So he will be here. I think that's very exciting. And then we have some great hip hop shows. I mean, this is Chicago. And so there's some great hip hop shows and there's some venues that are trending, like the Avondale Music Hall that maybe before the pandemic people didn't know. And so I also would really like to go see Rico Nasty. And so we'll see. We'll see if I can get out of the house that night.
And there's a strong jazz presence here too, right, Cassie? Tell us more about those shows and just what that means for the city.
Sure. There's a very strong jazz lineup this spring. Constellation, which is a great venue off of Western Avenue, sort of in the Avondale neighborhood, is putting on a 2-day avant-garde and experimental jazz festival. And that's going to pull together some of Chicago's just known for its avant-garde jazz scene. And so it's going to pull together several different acts there. 2 days, again, just so much more affordable than you might think of for a festival, and local folks, you know, that will be highlighted there. But then you also have big jazz players who are coming to town. The Monterey Jazz Festival is coming.
Super exciting.
And that's, so Kurt Elling is just a local vocalist that we all know and love, Grammy winner, but he's bringing with him some great players. I'm very excited about Lakeisha Benjamin as a saxophonist who has played, she has an entire work that focuses on Alice Coltrane. And John Coltrane, of course, but really through Alice Coltrane. And so, but she's coming here. She has a new album out. She's fabulous.
Oh, that sounds incredible. What is the one show that you would say our listeners cannot miss?
I think Alphamist at Thalia Hall. So Alphamist, if you don't know, is sort of difficult to categorize. I'd say maybe closest to jazz, experimental, plays the piano, but sold out. This London-based producer and composer sold out his U.S. tours last year. And so he's going to be here in a bigger venue at Thalia Hall. And I think that's going to be a fabulous show.
Let's shift to your favorite dance.
I love to talk about it.
The city designated 2022 as the year of dance. I remember that. But that doesn't mean dance is over this year, right, Cassie?
Not at all. In fact, there are so many great new dance works that I really encourage anybody who's even dance curious to get out and see something, because guarantee it'll be something that has never been seen before.
Yeah, I went to a couple shows because of your previous guide. Here, another plug for the WBEZ guides. Spring represents, I think, this time of bringing forward the new, right? The fresh, the new. But this is the time we spring clean, for goodness sakes. How are Chicago dance companies, though, how are they embodying that?
Well, I think that when you see dance contracts and when you see how they're structured, a lot of times they're structured like a school year. And so you have companies that have had maybe turnover in their lineups every fall. But by the time the spring's together, you see the company, you see the dancers really working together. You see that's the time to really set the brave new work.
Do you know what I remember with my daughters growing up and dancing as well? I remember times where we would forget to register in September for the fall, but come January, come the winter, we would sign them up because we knew that come spring and summer, there was the recital, right? The big part to look forward to. But the classes just grew, you know, enormously in size just because of all the last minute folks like us trying to get in for spring.
Well, I think that's true. I think that when you think about professional companies, you think there's also like a sort of a spring recital in a way. And so some of the things that I'm looking forward to, so the Hubbard Street Dance, which is really our internationally known contemporary company here, has a new resident artist, Azure Barton, who's a Canadian but fabulous choreographer.
Nice.
We'll be having work in their spring show, which starts this weekend, actually, and is a hard ticket to get. That Their evenings are almost all sold out already.
Wow.
You have companies like the Seldoms, which is a company that's been known here celebrating 20 years with a show June 1st at the Harris. Visceral, which is a contemporary company, doing new work and also bringing together 10 years of their, putting that together at the Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have companies like Flockworks, which are, those are two dancers, who were with Hubbard Street, left, have started their own choreography practice and have traveled the world and are now bringing back their work here.
Love
for
that.
The Dance Center of Columbia College, which is a great resource that people may not know about.
Let's transition to theater, Cassie. The theater portion of the Spring Guide is out. We've covered on the show how many theaters have been struggling during this time. And, you know, they're trying to move out of the shadow of COVID-19, right, of the pandemic, of, you know, trying to get butts in seats, right? What are theaters doing this spring to lure folks back?
I think what theaters are doing, and it's really interesting to me, but they are really putting on new work, taking the risk on new work that speaks to us right now, that really covers relevant themes. And I think about Congo Square Theater has a production right now called How Blood Go, and it's about the relationship between Black Americans and the healthcare system.
Mm.
Very relevant coming out of COVID-19,
absolutely,
but also just what we know about our history as a country. There's a play right now about Russian history and the KGB. Again, another very relevant topic that people might be interested in. Coming in the spring, Timeline will be putting on What the Constitution Means to Me, which is about the relationship women have with the Constitution, which is very relevant given the reversal of Roe versus Wade.
Right.
And so that's going to be a hot ticket later in the spring. That was a big production on Broadway.
We know the Chicago theater scene, it's seeing some shakeups this spring. What's going on?
Well, we're going to see the departure of two very veteran directors on the scene. So Barbara Gaines at Chicago Shakespeare, our
yes.
neighbor here.
Hoping to see that show next week.
Yes, going to be retiring. And Bob Falls at The Goodman is also, after many, many decades and such an influential force in the Chicago theater scene, is also stepping down. And that's, we've known these things are coming. These things were announced. But I think in this time, you're also seeing up-and-coming names. You're seeing up-and-coming directors. And so you're seeing a lot of shift and a lot of experimentation.
And more diversity.
More diversity, a lot more diversity. And I think you're also, this is a great time to get on any theater's mailing list because everybody has main stage shows, but then it seems like almost every theater is workshopping really interesting things kind of on the side. And those tickets are always really affordable and really interesting. And the work may not be perfect, but it's generally thought-provoking.
So let's talk about the art scene more broadly. Cassie, what's the most avant-garde thing that's happening in the world of art for this spring?
In fine art?
Yeah.
Oh, fine art. Oh, my goodness. So fine art, this is going to be interesting. So this year is the second year that Expo Chicago, which is our big, it's really Chicago's international calling card in terms of fine art, it's been moved from the fall to the spring. And so what happens is it acts like it's a big event, but it acts like a magnet. And so you have international curators, you have international buyers, you have gallerists coming from all around the world. And so you have Chicago sort of putting its best foot forward. And so there's all kinds of side shows, there's experimental gallery tours, there's even this really fun side art show called the Barely Fair, and it basically gives experimental galleries, alternative galleries, space to show their work, but in a smaller and also more affordable way. And that is just a great event that you
can
wander
through. And
this
shift from fall to spring, this is what, the second time that they've done this?
Correct. This is the second time they've done this. And I think that this is just an interesting April. It makes April really visual art month in Chicago,
yes,
which I think is very cool. So it's a good time to just wander around, even if you have no, you know, even if you don't know very much about the art scene. I think it's a great time to just look around and see what you like.
It's also a good time for international curators to pay attention to what's happening.
Indeed. Indeed. And so you're going to see in Chicago a lot more, say, art on bus shelters. You're going to see also public art.
Love
and I
that.
Think that that is really cool.
That's some of my favorite stuff. What exhibitions are you most excited for?
Well, I guess I can say this. I can say this. So there's going to be an exhibition called Boil, Toil, and Trouble. And it's 50 contemporary artists, and I believe mostly artists who identify as women or non-binary, who are, it's commenting on witchcraft. And I think that that's fascinating.
Interesting.
And so I'm interested in that. I'm also interested in Ada Milena. I may have just butchered that name. But
is that your artist to watch right now?
And she's an Egyptian photographer.
Ooh.
I think well beyond somebody to watch, but her work will be in several public installations here. I'm excited about both of those.
And Chicago's Art Expo is going to be running from April 13th to 16th right here at Navy Pier. I want to make sure listeners knew that. So, Cassie, where can folks learn more about what else is happening in the world of arts and culture throughout Chicago beyond the Spring Guide?
Oh, I was just going to plug the Spring Guide. Well, on social media, we'll be highlighting many of these events. We'll be hopefully taking a deeper dive. I think that in terms of like what you want to do in the spring, it's always good to get to try a few places and then get on their mailing list. Because again, there's always one-offs, there's special nights, there's ways you can go see the theater for $10. I think that those are always great ways for people to just explore and try out without having to commit a big chunk of change.
That's WBEZ editor Cassie Burke. You can check out the guide at WBEZ.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
That episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Michael Liptrot and edited by Brenda Ruiz and Linnea Dominic. You can check out the full spring guide at WBEZ.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Catch you on the flip side.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.